All right, we continue in Chafetz Chaim. Abbas Hesed, we're in the Akdama where he's going through all the parshas in the Torah and showing the different stories and the various chassadim that the Torah was teaching us. So the first one is, we're in now, Vayera, we discussed the Avraham Avinu davening for stone, and he's calling that Mamish Chesed, that he's davening for another person to save him. We went on a slight tangent and showed how that is clearly the Jewish way. Even your enemies, even the ones you hate with all hatred, you never want them to die. Can you imagine if someone says to you now, Hashem comes to you in a dream, I'm just going to finish with this, it says to you, I want to blow up Gaza. How do you feel about that? And kill everybody in there. I'm going to blow them up. They're not good. Let's blow them. Would anybody say, no, don't do it. No, I don't want the air conditioner on. Air conditioning must be on.
Yeah, turn it off.
Don't turn it off. Turn it on.
It turned off, but turn it back on.
Thank you. Can you imagine someone saying to Hashem, no, don't do it? They would say, oh, who am I to say no? You do it, God. You know what's best. Blow them up. Goodbye. Think about it. We're talking about an incredible act, what Avraham Avinu did here. Arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's what's right. Think about it. About total Rishayim. Fine. Let's go to Parshas Chayesara, the next place. Next Parsha. Begam came Malayim and Midas HaChesed. This Parsha is also packed with Chesed. Bitchilasa, in the beginning, Mayrim Inin Ishtadlus Kavura Vehesped. We find Avraham Avinu making a lot of efforts regarding burying his wife, the Kavura, and giving a Hesped, eulogizing her. It says it in the Torah. Now, he has to prove, and that's going to be the subject of his book, that each one of these is a separate mitzvah chesed. He's going to prove that. But right now he's just listing them as taking it for granted that they are chassadim. Giving a hesped is a chesed. Giving a burying someone is a chesed. Even we know chesed shall emes, the Gemara says, because you're not going to get anything back from the dead guy. You buried him, he's not going to pay you back for that nice thing you did for him. And still you did it. And many poskim learn that chesed shall emes, you should know, is not dafka in kavura. It's any time you help someone who you don't have no expectations he's going to help you. Like a homeless guy, another example. You have no expectation that he's going to give you anything back, right? That's also Chesed Shel Emes, according to many, many Mefarshim, many. And it doesn't have to be homeless. We can bring it closer and closer. When you do a Chesed for certain types of people, individuals in your life, you're not expecting anything. You're just doing it because that's your job, so to speak. That's Chesed Shel Emes on a higher level. So he continues. He brings the Gemara Baba Metzia that discusses that these Baba Metzia Lamed Amud Beis, the Hesped and the burial of Sarah Imeinu. The Achakach Sipra Lanu HaTorah Bekama Parshios, and then many many paragraphs go by. And he's damnush and he's damna Rivka Yitzchak. The whole story of Rivka bumping into Yitzchak at the well with all the camels with Eliezer, right? Ha'ikar hayal de'midas ha'chesed sheba. The ikar of what made Rivka the chosen one is her chesed. We know. K'tiksiv osa hochachta la'avdecha liYitzchak. You prove this is the one who proved that she's fit for the house of Yitzchak. Rashi adds because of her chesed that she did. She was worthy to come into Avram's house, not because of her great intellect or any other of her qualities, only because she was a chesed person. In Aliyah Shlishi, Pasuk Tes, same Parsha Chayasar, V'yikru oso Yitzhak v'yishmol bono. Now, we're not seeing the husband bury the wife, we're seeing the boys bury the father. Two boys, and Yishmo, we know the Teshuva at this point. Begam the Pasuk Yud Aleph, Va'achre Mos Avram, Va'yivarech Elokim Es Yitzchak Beno. After the death of Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak a bracha. What's the chesed? Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, that the bracha that Hashem gave Yitzchak was what? Nechamas Avelin, Tanchum Avelin. He tried, Ainu, Tanchum Avelin. He said, I'm not going to be an Yitzchak, but it was him. That's interesting. What did Hashem say in that bracha? To Yitzchak, a makom ami, it's me. What's he doing exactly? Okay, that's it. Maybe he said the Sephardi version of the Nichum Apele. Tinuchamu min hashamayim. They don't mention the makom in shamayim. Should bring it unclear. Kamosha Amrucha, the Gemara Sota says that bracha that he gave him was Nichum Apele. Gemara Sota Yudale. Begat. So that's Parshas Chayesara. A lot of burial mitzvahs, okay? A lot of burial mitzvah in the category of chesed. Vigam, the Parshas Vayetze. We're going to continue with Parshas Vayetze. Vayidor Yaakov neder lemor. Very hard parsha, a pasuk to read. Bekol asher tite li aser asrenu lav. I'm going to take meiser. Yaakov says he makes a neder. To Hashem, I'm going to give meiser my, he doesn't say what, and give it to you. So it's unclear, what is he giving Meister of, and what is he giving it for? We don't know. He said, I'm going to give it to you, Hashem. What does that mean? So says the Chafetz Chaim, Umistama a Meister hayalit stuck of a chesed. Must be that the 10% or 20% that he was going to give to a Meister, he wasn't giving it to anybody. He was going to use it to do chesed and stucca for certain people who need it. That's just a svara. We don't know. Maybe he was going to, it could have been like Cain and Evel who actually brought korbanos to Hashem and burnt it. It's unclear. But he's learning it, and the notes here on the Sefer, the volume that I have, quote the Ibn Ezra, who say, like the Chafetz Chaim, he doesn't quote him, which I'm surprised, because he listens to the Ibn Ezra on this pasuk. He says, what was the meister that Yaakov made a neder to give? Mamo. Letito lemisha who roi lekachto lekavod Hashem. Give the money to whoever needs it to give more kavod Hashem. That was the svara that the Chafetz Chaim said. It's beforeish in the Ibn Ezra. The second pshat that he said, Ibn Ezra says, and not in the Chafetz Chaim, but it's something that the Levian should take note of. He says he also gave away his son Levi, Vilios Levi Asiri, Derek Drosh. Ibn Ezra usually does a darshan. Now he's darshan. He said that meister is either on his money, that he should give it out to the people who need it, recover Hashem, or take my son, take number 10. But says the Ibn Ezra, ki ein the Torah she'itin ha'adam meister ribbono. There's nothing in the Torah that you give one of your children to meister. It would be interesting. No? Pick one. Another time. Rak Meister Bakar Vitzon Vitrua. All we see is Meister on your livestock, on your animals, and on your grains. And your money now we see here, according to the first. So, fine. Bottom line is that Pasuk is saying that Yaakov said, I'm going to give 10% of my wealth, or mine, it could be 20, depending on how you hold on this Pasuk. And I want to give it, I'm going to give it out to people who are in need of this. Why? Just to give Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to show us that Hashem runs the world and we're doing taking care of the poor people. That's Pshat in the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, we're doing great. Let's go next to the next parsha. By the way, that's the only thing in Vayetze that he quotes as a chesed. So the Parshas Chayesara was packed with all these episodes, and now he just has one. Vayishlach, next Parsha. V'chamishi pasuk ches be'inin kvuras devora me'nekes rivka. We have again another burial. This was the wet nurse of Rivka, and she died and she was buried. Now, it never says about burial of Rivka, we know in the Torah, even though she died at the same time. We never see her dying in the Chumash. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, that because she didn't want to be cursed by everybody, so we hid her to say, She's the one who gave birth to Asa. You deserved it, something like that. We didn't want to embarrass her, so we hid it. We hid the death, her burial, and are relying on Devorah's burial to, talk about Rivka's death. Okay, I don't know if that's one of the chassadim. He's not listing it, but it could be that that is also chesed of the Torah, is leaving out Rivka's death and only focusing on Devorah's death. Another aspect of covering up someone's embarrassment, which we discussed in the beginning of the Hakdama. Will be pasuk tes in the same parshas Vayishlach by Yera Elokim El Yaakov Ol Bivol Mikapadan Aram by Ivareches Oso. Again, another place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving just a simple bracha to Yaakov, and now all of a sudden says the Torah. Rashi explains that's Birkas Aveilim again. He Menachem Ben Avil again. Kepeirush Rashi Sham. Ubachamishi bepasuk yutes meinei kvuras Rachel, the burial of Rachel and her matzeva, putting up the tombstone on her kever. Thank you. That's another mitzvah. I'm just listing them now. Ubepasuk chavtes meinei kvuras Yitzchak. They also buried Yitzchak in this week's parsha. Ubayeshev. Now we go to Parshas Vayeshe, Vishlishi, Vayakumu, Kol Bana, Vekol Benosav, Lenachamo. Again, Nachama, the idea of comforting a mourner. All of that is in this Parshas Vayeshe. Let's continue, just so we get to something more exciting. Let's keep going to go through the book. Vegami Inin Ruben VeYehuda. Now it gets a little more exciting. Reuben and Yehuda, when they threw Yosef, she is Chatzkula Hatzel Yosef Minamita. Both of them stood up to save Yosef from getting thrown into the pit and getting killed. Or they wanted to kill them, and then we know that the first stage was to throw him into the pit, and he was going to come back and get him. That is a chesed. Valzeh Amar Achal Kach Yaakov LeYehuda Yoducha Achecha. Yaakov Avinu, again, when he gave a bracha, then it was like, I told Yehuda, your brothers should have appreciation and been hold off for what you did saving my son. You are out of the category of the ones who wanted to kill him. So just the desire to try to help Yosef is a chesed d'oraisa, according to him. You understand? He didn't do a good job. He did a garbage job. He could have actually beat them up and taken them home. But the fact that he tried to help him is a chesed. Another aspect that we have to think about in our, even if it's not going to work sometimes, the effort that you put in to try to make a situation better is chesed, okay? Fine. Bechein Maisa de Tamar, also Tamar. We know she was going to be executed for allegedly having a baby, which she was not allowed to. It was really Yehuda's baby, and she admitted it. That's a chesed. She was ready to get burnt. Velo legalos adavar, not to reveal who was the real father of the baby. Kidei shalola halvim tnei Yehuda, in order to not humiliate Yehuda. Another chesed. All of this is chesed. All of this is chesed. Bechol zeh me'inyin hatovos asher bein adam lechavero. He's saying anytime you do a good act in the realm of Abein Adam Lechavero, you have a chesed, d'oraisa mitzvah. But the one thing we should point out in this point now, at this place here, in the long list of things, the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Grieb, used to always say that we know that the halacha is mitzvah sikha kavana on a d'oraisa. On a d'rabana, you don't need to have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. You get credit regardless. But in a d'oraisa, except with a few exceptions, you need to have kavanah, otherwise you weren't Yotzei, period. If so, all the chassadim that we do, and this is what he used to make, it was very funny when he did it, I'm not going to be able to do it that way, but he would talk about how you pick up a sock, a smelly sock of your friend or your son or whatever it is, if you pick up that smelly sock and have in mind that you're doing a chesed and try to do good for your friend, right? And clean up and do, take care, help him out with his embarrassment that he can't clean. You have a mitzvah daraisa. If you just pick it up and then throw it away, it would be very dramatic, very funny. You don't have a mitzvah daraisa. You just are a good guy who just doesn't like to clean room. But all of these opportunities to do mitzvahs daraisa are everywhere. They're all over the place. Now, if you actually have in mind, this is why I'm doing it, all of a sudden, you're the hashpah, forgetting about the fact that you're getting schar that you would not have otherwise gotten. Let's pretend you're not someone who's a schar creature, someone who wants schar, give me money. But the hashpah that the Chafetz Chaim is promising us by doing chesed is not coming to you. You understand that? He's promising your neshama to grow at that incredible breadth of understanding. And we're going to see in this book, he's going to say that the more chesed you do, the better your learning is. The better, you're going to learn better. All of those segulas that chesed provides a person is not going to happen if you're not actively thinking, I want to do good for this person because this is the way Hashem behaves. This is Hashem's midah. Allah the Midrachav, I want to do that. I want to be like him. Right? Yes.
Is that the only daraisa we should have in mind, Allah the Midrachav, or are there others that chesed
performs? Well, we're going to see the machlokas between the Ramban. I don't know if I talked about it yet. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not all of these various chasadim, like burying a guy, or hesped, or bikur cholim, whether they are individual mitzvahs that you have to have in mind when you do them. That's the Ramban and the Bahag who hold that each one is a separate mitzvah. Says the Rambam, no, the only Durabana mitzvahs, and they're in the general category of Gmilus Chasadim. Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So depending, we hold that the Rambam, Misama, he's the one that we go by, not the Bahag. Therefore, what you're going to want to have in mind is Alatha Bedracha or Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. That's the general daraisa that you're pumping into, walking in Hashem's ways. Every time you help somebody, give them good health, insight, cover up for them, all of these things, it changes your whole way of looking at the world. I just want you to know, I am becoming like Hashem right now. I'm walking in His ways. This is what I'm doing. With that, let's continue to finish this parsha. We'll get to Miketz. V'chein b'shvi, pasuk yudalet. This doesn't mean that we switched to chesed. It doesn't mean we have to stop with Mashiach stuff. All the stuff we were doing with Mashiach, okay, last month. We still have to be focusing on the mitzvah of Tzipi Salishua and all of what we said last month. I want everybody to say, so this month is about health. It's definitely about chesed. But not to the exclusion of what we did last month. Very important. Key, okay, next one. The chain, where am I up to? Someone?
Three guys. Okay.
I didn't get to Miketz yet.
The chain
b'shvi, the pasuk yudalet, thank you. Ki im zachartani itcha kasher yitavla. This is an interesting pull that he pulls out here at the time. He says, look, when Yosef's in jail, and he tells the butler, or who was the one that he spoke to and said, remember me?
Saramashkin,
the butler, okay? And he says, remember me and do me a chesed and remind and tell Paro that I'm a good guy. Get me out of here, right? Basitana imadi chesed. So when Yosef is telling the Saramashkin, remember me with Paro, put in a good word, do a chesed for me. That we now it defines that is act as a chesed. He calls ze umiklal gemilus chasadim lahazkir ish letova, mentioning a person is a good guy. L'shabeach l'femi asher yecholus biyado lehaite lehetiblo. If let's assume an executive director is applying for a job, right, and the guy calls me up and says, this guy Rabbi Jacob's a good guy. Iron. That's a mitzvah daraisa. That's what that's chesed. How do I know? Since Yosef told the Saramashkin, put in a good word for me, do a chesed for me. That's a mitzvah daraisa to do that. That's not just a nice act. Don't nice acts, chesed. Kasher nevayer yirtz Hashem lekamim v'prakim abayim. We'll stop here. We'll stop here at Parshas Miketz for tomorrow.